This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio Sinoland, Seek Truth from Facts Foundation, and the China Writers Group. Today's podcast and article is called Le Pen's Pro-France Anti-War Right Got 50% of the People's Vote, Crushing Neocon Neolib Macron and Woke WEF Anti-Yellow Vest Mélenchon. I recently voted in all three elections in June 9th, and I did a podcast about that, and I will put the hyperlink where the right in France ran away from neolib, neocon, Macron, and Mélenchon's left. Then in the snap elections that Macron called on June 30th, same thing, the right beat the left and Macron's supposed centrist party, but they're really, I mean, Macron and they might as well be George W. Bush. They're so neo-lib and so neo-con. And they beat Mélenchon, the leader of the left. And then in the finals, which you may have heard about, that just in the runoff, the right actually won, and I've got the numbers and I'm going to show them to you. They actually won, but you would never know because of the withering jackboot brown shirt Orwellian marching in lockstep propaganda against the right. The numbers prove it. I mean, you can't lie about that, but you can sure lie to the people and deny them their mandate. And that's exactly what's going on. Here's what happened in the last year and a half. Starting about a year and a half ago, obviously Le Pen, after the 2022 elections where they did much, much better and got a much bigger section of seats in the national parliament, Macron and Mélenchon started the Hillary Clinton, Obama, Russiagate scam here in France. Yes, we all know it was a complete and total baked, you know, fake lie in the United States that Trump was, you know, a Putin puppet, and that Putin and the Russians, you know, rigged the election, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, it sure has created a lot of headaches for Trump, even though he's still there and he's coming back in 2024. But so they started the same thing. The media here is just as concentrated as it is elsewhere in the West. The big lie propaganda machine, they march just like jackbooted, soldiers in lockstep. And so a year and a half ago, Putin, Le Pen is a Putin puppet. Le Pen is a Putin puppet. Le Pen is a Putin puppet. Putin is going to rig the elections. Putin is going to let Le Pen win and the right win. And we're going to have gas chambers and the Nazis are going to be marching down Champs-Élysées in France, you know, in Paris, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm exaggerating, of course, but it was really close to that level of hysteria and delirium. And I know it worked because when Evelyn and I got back from China at the end of May, we stayed in Paris for two or three days because my daughter got her master's degree, master's degree, and we went to her ceremony in Florence, put on a nice French Sunday lunch at her aunt's house, and another aunt was there, and her two cousins were there, and Evelyn and Florence and I were there, and These are sophisticated people. These are educated people. These are successful, socially, they're bourgeois. Of course, they would never vote for the left. but they would never vote for the right either, because all I heard during lunch was, guess you can guess it, Putin, Putin, Putin. So the Russiagate, the Russiagate thing worked in the United States until it was exposed, and in France it has worked brilliantly to completely brainwash the people that Le Pen and the right are nothing more than, you know, Putin puppets. The second thing is that after the propaganda against the right is just incessant. It is just everywhere. However, when they won handily the European elections on June 9th, the big lie propaganda machine literally went out of control. And for the last month, I cannot impress upon you how hysterical and how fear-mongering and how frightening and how Orwellian, totalitarian the propaganda has been against the right. I mean, you turn on the radio, oh, the right, you know, don't, you know, oh, the right, we can't let the right win. The right, you know, I mean, they were even making comparisons, you know, to Le Pen, to Hitler. I mean, and all kinds of suggestions about the right, you know, is just are completely out in you know, fascist, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was withering. It was in the newspapers. It was on the radio. It was on TV. It was in magazines. It was everywhere, and you couldn't avoid it. The only places that it wasn't were a couple of privately owned television stations. One is C News, and then the other one is BFM. But everywhere else, it was rabid, violent, frightening propaganda against the right. Just like the movie 1984, you read the book, although I love the scene in the movie where they show the people are sitting there, you know, eating or whatever, or in a park or whatever. And of course, in 1984, Big Brother, the government, has TV screens everywhere. And people are doing whatever they're doing. They're at work or whatever. And then all of a sudden, the picture of Goldstein comes on the screen. Goldstein! Well, the people have been Pavlovianly brainwashed to rise up, whatever they're doing, and scream and yell their hatred for Goldstein. Of course, you know, Goldstein, a Jewish name, you know, back when Orwell wrote it, it was, you know, considered very appropriate. And with the big nose, and he was an old guy in the movie with a beard, and he just, his face was just was there in the screen, and for 2 minutes the people would, whoa, we hate you, we hate, and in fact in the book it was called 2 Minutes of Hate and against Goldstein. Well, France since June 9th has been Goldsteined. I mean, literally Goldstein. It has not been 2 minutes of hate, it has been 1 month of hate. And it's hard to imagine what the results would have been if that kind of delirious, frightening, violent, propaganda had not been done. What the results would have been even worse for Macron and Mélenchon. Of course, since June 9th, you know, Mélenchon, he's a great speech giver. He's a rabble rouser. He's a, you know, he's a Trotskyite. And I voted for him in 2017 and 2022. Anyway, he would be a terrible prime minister, a terrible president, because he is not a someone who is conciliatory. He's divisive. He creates power by pitting people against each other and pitting groups against each other and backstabbing and reneging on this and reneging on that. A great speech giver. I mean, but like Donald Trump, he's a demagogue. he would be a terrible president, Mélenchon. I mean, at least Trump would know, could run a country. He runs a $1 billion business, so at least he knows how to manage and organize his government team. Mélenchon, it would be a disaster. I mean, and again, I voted for him, but it would be a total disaster. He is a Trotskyite. He's an anarchist, and they have their role in, certain societies at certain times in their social evolution, but not to run a government. And also since June 9th, he would make an inflammatory, fiery, demagogic speech, and the minority, the immigrant neighborhoods would pour out, burn up a bunch of cars, smash windows, loot stores, just to remind people, what to expect if the right wins. And they did the same thing anyway, when supposedly, officially, the right lost 3 days ago on July 7th. They went out and rioted and burned cars and looted and everything else, even though the left supposedly won. So that's one reason, the propaganda. The other reason is that elections in France are not honest, just as they are not honest in the United States. Just look at 2020, where Biden and the Democrats blatantly stole the election. What they do in France with the propaganda machine is before the first round, they disappeared Mélenchon. You couldn't even see him. He was like, "Where is he? Is he dead?" But they got him out of because he is so inflammatory, and a lot of people don't like him except his core constituency. A lot of people can't stand him, just like most French can't stand Macron. And he was disappeared, and then Le Pen was there, instead of calling her a Nazi, who's going to build gas chambers on the Champs-Élysées, they, before the first round, she's a moderate. She's really okay. There's nothing wrong with Le Pen. She's really a good old girl, and promoting her as being centrist. Well, that was to make sure she got into the second round. Well, once Mélenchon lost the first round and pushing, guaranteeing that Le Pen would get into the second round, the day after the results, the big lie propaganda machine completely flips, and Le Pen, she's a Nazi, she's a gas chamber builder, she's going to destroy the country. And so all to make sure that, to scare the shit out of the people so that they would vote for Macron. That's what they did in 2017 and 2022, and it worked beautifully. There's also 82 municipalities that have electronic voting machines. Even officially, they admit that 30 to 35% of the votes on the electronic machines are invalidated. And of course, if you control the hard drives, you control the results, as we know in the United States. And they're not in little tiny burgs. They're in big cities like Le Mans, where the Formula One race, Formula One 24-hour race is, or in some big areas in Paris, etc. So that is also a factor, the fact that Macron has had a majority in the legislature since 2022, would make it very easy for them to rig the hard drives in those 82 electronic voting constituencies. The other thing people actually showed on YouTube the ballots they got before the vote. In other words, in France, before the vote, like say on June 1st, about June 9th, let's say about June 6th or June 7th, you get an envelope because you're a registered voter, and it has the ballot, the actual paper ballot of each person running, all the different people running, you know, animal lovers, farmers, you know, anarchists, I mean, every, you know, tree huggers, right, left, center. I mean, every, and the ballot's there, the official ballot's there, and then you have a front and back prospectus from each of the party, each of the people, right? It's really well done. But they pointed out on YouTube that if all, out of all of the ballots, only the one for, only the ones for Le Pen were slightly torn, and you had to really look carefully to see the tear. Now, they offer the ballots when you go to the voting, when you go to the voting center, but a lot of people will take that ballot out of the envelope and put it in their purse and use that one to vote with, so that way they don't have to go stand in line and pick out, you know, traditionally in France, if you want to vote for the left, you pick out, you know, you pick both of them and then leave the one you don't want and put the one you do want, you know, the left one, in the envelope. And so that way you just take your ballot straight to the booth, close the curtain, put it in the envelope, and you're ready to go. Well, those torn ballots would be invalidated, because if there's anything that's that has violated that paper ballot, it is invalidated. Another thing that happened in 2017 and 2022 to screw the elections and to make sure that Le Pen ran against Macron is that in the first round, thousands and thousands of people in low-income neighborhoods in the first round, you know, immigrant groups that would be voting for Mélenchon, got to their voting center, and they were scrubbed from the rolls. So thousands of them could not vote for Mélenchon in the first round, again, to make sure that Le Pen got into the second round that would assure Macron an easy victory. But then guess what? A week later, they went back, and they were back on the rolls, because they, that way they could vote for Macron and against Le Pen. Wow, amazing. Isn't that incredible? Not on the rolls, you know, 7 days ago, but now they're back on the rolls when it counts. So that, so it's, there's a lot of cheating that goes on here, a lot more than I thought. In fact, I mean, it's a much, much better than the United States. I mean, the United States hasn't had an honest election since George Washington. But, I mean, it's built into the U.S. Constitution. Just, you know, with each state, you know, having to, being given the responsibility of conducting the elections. And, of course, if the Democrats are in power, they're going to make sure that they get reelected. And if it's a Republican, they make sure they get reelected. And so all kinds of, you know, ballot stuffing, stolen ballots, etc. And then, of course, now with the United States almost exclusively electronic voting machines, all you have to do is you control that little chip in the hard drive, and you can predetermine the election. And so so that there's that problem, and the fact that, again, Macron has had most of the votes in the legislature since 2022, makes it more difficult for the right. What's more disturbing in this situation, and for the July 7th, for the final round, is when the right won the first round, again, handily beating the left, and Macron again coming in third. You know, he's destroyed his movement. He doesn't care about the people, and so Macron and Mélenchon got together and colluded in the second round in France. there in the first round, there may be six or eight candidates. I mean, greens and pet. I mean, literally, there's one for animals. There's all different kinds, anarchists, etc. Well, in the second round, if you got less than 12.5% of the vote, you can't be in the second round. But if you got at least 12.5% of the vote, then you can be in the second round, which means that there can be more than two candidates in the second round. And so what happened is Macron and Mélenchon got together, maybe not personally, but their teams definitely got together, and they said, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to make sure we fuck the right so that if there is a left-wing Mélenchon candidate and a neo-lib, neocon Macron candidate against the Le Pen candidate, then we're going to remove one of the, we're either going to remove Macron or remove Mélenchon so that the right has to go against only one candidate. That's called rigging an election. And it's not illegal, but it is extremely unethical. So they did that. Well, since Macron came in third place in the first round, more of the constituencies had the left in second place than Macron's neocon neolib candidates, and so Mélenchon got the better of Macron in that there were more left-wing people going up against a single right party member than there was Macron. So that's another reason why Macron came in third place. However, and if you look at the numbers, and I will give them all to you, the Le Pen's party and the Republicans together, and you can actually see here. Here's the graph. You can actually see here the graph. They were way out ahead of the other two parties. The top bar is Le Pen. The second bar is Mélenchon, and the third bar is Macron. Then down below that is the Republicans, who should be with Le Pen, but unfortunately, 39 of them have betrayed De Gaulle. Charles De Gaulle betrayed the Republican values of Republican France, and have jumped in bed with Macron. Then down at the further down at the bottom, you can even see there's another million various on the right, 400,000 various on the left. So when you add all those together, you end up with this. And I will. What happened to it? And I will post it in the article. Oh yeah, I can't find it. Anyway, the right total had 50% of the vote. 50. And the left got something like 26% of the vote, and then the Macron got something like 23%. So the right won. But the problem is that it's not a problem. It's just the way the system's built. In order that everybody would have a vote, you know, a voice in the government. Charles de Gaulle, back in 1958, for the Fifth Republic in the Constitution, made the voting proportional, and so you have this situation where you have all these parties here, that, you know, here left, center, and right, and so you have all these different parties. Notice that Mélenchon up at the top got 75 seats, and down at the bottom, down here, you see Le Pen got 126. So head to head, Le Pen's party got 50% more votes than Mélenchon. And when you add all these up, the right has more votes than either the left or the center. The problem is that 39 of the people of the people elected in the among the Republicans are again jumping in bed with Macron, and that is keeping the right from actually having the majority in the legislature. So the right has won, and I can tell you why. In fact, here's another one. I'll post all these, and this is what the new legislature looks like. You know, and you can see the right is actually more than the left and the center. The situation is now that they are pretending that the right doesn't exist. The majority plurality of the French are for the right, about 40%. That was proven in all three of the elections since June 9th. And the people are sick and tired of Macron's neocon, neo-lib policies, and most of them do not like Mélenchon, and because they are a bunch of pit vipers who just destroy each other trying to gain power. They all want to be prime minister. They all want to be president, and the people, you know, don't count. The fact that we have terrible inflation here, you know, people can't pay for their electricity. They can't buy food. They can't buy gasoline for their car. They can't pay rent. They can't pay their mortgage. They can't put heating fuel in the tank for, you know, to heat their houses in the winter. That doesn't matter. All that matters is the raw power, and Macron and Mélenchon will not hesitate. Well, Macron has already been destroying this country when he was the finance minister with Hollande since 2012. So for the last 12 years, Macron has already destroyed France economically and socially. And you know, unlimited immigration, and Mélenchon the same way. Again, Mitterrand, probably not a very good idea, but when he was president from 1981 to 1985 and had a majority in the legislature, they passed a law that if you are a foreigner and you don't have a French nationality, you can still vote in France if you get a resident permit. Well, that should be kind of hard, but if you are from Africa, you're going to get one real fast. But if you're from England or the United States or, you know, Russia or China or whatever, you're not going to get one. But if you are a potential left-wing voter, they get everything real fast. Just like in the United States, Biden, they're handing out, greasing the skids for millions and millions and millions of people to get driver's licenses. They can't even speak English and probably can't even drive either. You know, so that they can vote for Biden in November. So there's a lot of similarities. You know, Trump and Le Pen, you know, being persecuted with the Putin puppet thing. Both want to get out of Ukraine. Both are anti-war. Both are, you know, supportive of the little guy. You know, entrepreneurs, small business people, etc. And both of them are anti-imperial in the fact that they want to bring their troops home, and Le Pen, you know, wants to talk to Xi Jinping, and you know, let's get some business done. And what's ironic about all this is that when the yellow vests were at their height, you know, before COVID, for a couple of three years, the left did everything they could to destroy the yellow vests. I even saw film footage on YouTube of unions in France who were marching, and they were sent out like goons to beat up yellow vest protesters. And Mélenchon completely blew off the yellow vest. Again, they're the only group in France that rich people, middle class people, and poor people generally really admire the yellow vest. And out of the three, Le Pen, Macron, or Mélenchon, which one comes closest to the ideals and the values of the yellow vest? Le Pen. She's pro-France. She's anti-war. She wants to spend the money at home. She wants to create jobs. And she's the only one talking about trying to pay off the debt and stop borrowing so much damn money. Macron never talks about it. Mélenchon never talks about it. He gives great speeches about, you know, recognizing Palestine, you know, which is irrelevant to, it's just, giving a speech and governing a country are two different things. And so it's really sad, you know, the vast majority, Mélenchon and the left are very strong in Paris. Obviously it is the big city, Marseille, which is full of immigrants. And then, in all of the subsidized housing neighborhoods all over France, Mélenchon is very popular, of course, with working class union people, et cetera. But the vast majority of French, just like the vast majority of Americans, are socially conservative. In the United States, it's Protestantism, and here it's Catholicism and Islam. I know Muslims here who can't stand, you know, Macron and Mélenchon either because of their wokest transhumanism. And for Mélenchon to give a speech about, oh yeah, we're gonna help the Palestinians. You cannot be anti-war and pro European Union. Both Mélenchon and Macron are absolutely beholden to Brussels. Absolutely beholden to Brussels. So if you're beholden to Brussels, it doesn't matter whether you're anti-war or not. You're going to war, and the Le Pen's right is Eurosceptic. In fact, she was even talking Frexit back in 2017 and up into 2022. But when she realized that the French are just not ready to leave the European Union yet, she quit talking about it. But the right is Eurosceptic. They despise Brussels and all of its corruption and all of its influence and all of its trying to control, you know, the governance of France, which they can do. Unfortunately, with the Lisbon Treaty in 2009 gives them that right. But at least like Orban in Hungary, the right would fight back against Brussels. Macron and Mélenchon will sleep with Ursula von der Leyen, you know, the commissioner of the European Union, with pleasure, all three of them together. So it's really kind of sad. I mean, the vast majority of the French they're socially conservative, they're hardworking, millions of entrepreneurs, millions of shopkeepers and small business people, millions of people just with everyday jobs. Catholic. They may not go to mass every Sunday, but they're very Catholic in their thinking, and they're very standoffish about having, you know, other countries trying to control France. Unfortunately, as I will said, I'll put the post where JB West and JB East, James Bradley and I did a program where I talked about how Sarkozy, 2007 to 2012, before Hollande came and after Chirac came, the last president that France has had that actually, you know, even cared about the citizens, he let the CIA and NATO back into France. And once they got control of the Élysée, the French, their White House, once the CIA got control of the White House and NATO got control of the French military, it was all over. I mean, then they just you know, moved in and took over the government. The right is the only party that would actually try to stop that and do something about it. So that's why I voted for the right, even though I am at heart, you know, a communist socialist, at least in terms of what the Chinese are doing for their people. And it's just very frustrating for me to see all this and the clown show and the dog and pony show in the United States with Biden and all the corruption there and all the corruption here and the incessant, you know, sending arms to Palestine and sending arms to Russia and to Ukraine to try to destroy Russia. A lot of that would be stopped, just like Trump said he would stop Ukraine in 1 week. Well, at least the right here would stop sending arms and soldiers and mercenaries to Ukraine. So I hope this helps you understand what's going on. The right did win. The majority or the plurality of the people are, well, 50%. I've got it right there. The majority of the people, 50% of the people here are for the right. They want to stop immigration. They want France to be France. They want the French to be French. And they want their identity. They want, you know, small businesses to flourish. They want to own a home, and they want a decent job. And the best party for that 50% and even the rest of the others that may hate Le Pen and the right, because in large part due to the being Goldsteined with the right being Goldsteined. Orwellian style, they're definitely the best party for the people right now. This is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio Sinoland, Seek Truth from Facts Foundation, and what's the last one? Oh, the China Writers Group. Bye.